Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Hello and welcome, everybody. My name is Polly Wyrum. I am an intuitive and an intuitive life coach, and thank you so much for joining me. I live in Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, but I travel to warmer places and do little small gatherings and events, but I'm just so glad to have you join me today. So what I really love to do is help people find clarity. I love giving readings, but I think why I love it so much is helping people see that there's a different way to look at things, that sometimes the way we've been looking at them for maybe 20 years, if we just shift our perception just slightly, we can see an easier way to go through life, which is really, life doesn't have to be a struggle. Certainly there's lessons for us to learn, but not everything has to be the significant struggle. So join me today. People call in with their questions, and I always ask a pivotal question that makes you think about what's going on in your life. So again, my name is Polly Wyrum. My website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that is with the number two. So gatewaystopeace.com. So thank you again for joining me. So, I'm going to say this a few times. I start tomorrow, Wednesday, I'm going to start on Journey into the Light, which is a blog talk radio. So it's Journey into the Light, and that's at 2:00 Pacific Standard Time. So I'm moving my show over to Journey into the Light, 2:00 Pacific Standard Time. And I'll probably do this show one more time before I'm completely over there. So Journey into the Light, 2:00 Pacific Standard Time. So today what I'm going to ask our callers is if they had a prayer, a wish, a thought for all of humanity, what would it be? So for instance, if your wish for humanity is awareness of and respect for all, whatever it can be. And it doesn't have, again, it doesn't have to be something fancy. It could be, for everybody to have enough food, whatever it is. The more we talk about it, the more we think about it, it changes the global consciousness and it puts that stuff out there. So the more we think about the positive stuff that we want in our life, the more that we have positive in our life. So before I take the next caller, just a simple prayer to kind of open everybody's heart up a little bit. So take a nice big deep breath in and release. And we are welcoming in all the love, all the abundance. We're welcoming in our guides, our angels, everybody, all the higher self that are with us to guide us, to help us, and to help us really understand our position here on earth as we speak, to help us really understand the next step, the next level that we are destined to go on, to help us really understand how to live in peace and bring love, not only to ourselves, but love to others, and share this love that we already have with inside of us. So take another nice big breath in and release. Thank you. Okay, my first caller is area code 216-650. Good morning.
Hi, Polly. How are you?
Good. Good. How about you?
Good. I'm doing wonderful.
Who is this?
My name is Sharon.
I think I recognize your voice. That was what I was going to say. So how's everything going?
4 or 6 weeks. Well, I'm on my break. I want you to look in my career for me. Oh, and
okay.
My one wish, let me answer your question first. would be just for everybody to be kind. That's what my prayer would be.
Excellent. I love it. Okay. So just say from this moment forward, you will see kindness everywhere you go.
From this moment forward, I will see kindness everywhere I go with everyone. Okay.
Excellent. Perfect. Because the more you say it and you recognize it, it starts changing the vibration all around you. Excellent. Yay. Okay, so Sharon, what's going on with you?
I want to see what you see with career.
Okay, if I remember, you had put in an application or something going on with that, right?
Correct.
Okay, I still see there's something about two. And I also see, is there, and I'm just going to tell everybody that I sometimes see things that doesn't make sense to me, but we talk about it. So I do feel, okay, I'll tell you, I see like a brick building. So it's like one of those brick buildings that's just like, super sturdy brick building. But you are feeling like like you can't get around it. Like there's, like you look up and it's really high and you can't get around it and you're really feeling closed in. So are you still waiting to hear back on that, on the application process?
Yes.
Okay. And where you're at right now is where you're feeling like no room to, I mean, it feels like you're pretty crowded, no room to grow, and you're just looking for an escape.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you feel me reaching, manifesting the right one soon?
Yeah,
that's
question. Okay, because you applied, so now you're just waiting, right?
Correct.
What happened? Was it you? What happened? What is July with you? So July with me means anniversary, and this came up. It might have been on another time that you called in. What happened with? And what does July mean to you?
What
Anything?
Happened in July? July.
Yeah.
I was supposed to. I didn't get this job I really wanted really bad last year. That happened in July. Yep, July and August.
Okay, but it's
that's
not
really been my
job.
Main focus. Yes, pardon me?
So I still feel like there's something about two. Okay, I see you making, your path, that you have a clear path out of where you are, and
okay.
I just want to see where it goes. I just have to kind of sit here for a minute and see where it goes. Okay, here's something that's really funny, Sharon. You know what I'm hearing? And this, this is just really funny. But there's like a little piece here, and I know this sounds really funny. I'm hearing there's something you're not telling me. So I don't think it's not telling me, but is there something that you need to tell somebody else? Like, is there something that you're holding inside of you that you just need to share?
Yeah, it's probably with somebody else. I have nothing not to tell you. I mean, no, it's probably with somebody else.
Because it's not me, but I feel like, I'm hearing there's something you're not telling me, and believe me, I don't want you to, divulge anything, but I feel like it's something, I know what it is. You know what it is? There's somebody that feels like you are withholding information from them, and they literally will come to you and say, there's something you're not telling me. And this could be your workplace where you almost feel like you're being badgered because you're supposed to tell more. Does
okay.
that make sense to you at all?
Kind of, yes, it does.
Okay. So I don't, there's probably a little bit something to that since they're showing that to me. And then it makes you feel not great because it's almost like you're being badgered, so to speak. Like you're just being kind of harassed is too strong of a word.
Okay.
But I want to see, when you called last time, I felt really good about, I felt really good about the job that you're doing. Have you heard from them again? And I remember telling you it would be a wait. I'm just still checking in. So I see things coming back to you.
Okay.
Do you need to call them again? Do you need to do something like that to bring it back to you?
I probably could, yes. There's a man that called me last week. I wanted to see if you'd pick up on this. I talked to him Saturday. His name is Carl. I know him from my past, and he wants to offer me a job to work with him. He's branching out on his own, and I was wondering, wanted to see if you'd pick up on that.
Okay, so I do see the two. That's interesting, because I see the two, and I know that the other, I know that the other one was a substantial, you know, more stable building. So here's what I would take from this conversation.
Okay.
You know how when I told you, and I don't remember much about past readings, but for whatever reason, I do remember the last time I told you that it was like a substantial, that one, and it feels good to me still, was substantial, like it, because even though it was a starter up business, it had, it was strong foundation. And so the thing is that I'm getting here, I mean, so it's definitely safer than the other one, but the thing is, when I first tuned into you today, I did see where you feel kind of trapped, you know, where you can't get past that brick wall. And so I would just kind of pay attention to both. I would pay attention, you know, let me pull a card on the other one. I mean, the one feels safer to me. It's just, I'm wondering why I see something where you feel like you don't have the flexibility. I mean, logically, I'll tell you that the one feels much safer.
Okay.
To me, I almost feel like I want to do like a real reading for you, because I'm curious why I'm not getting a whole bunch on the on the second job. I'm just gonna pull a card for you.
Okay. Thank you, Polly.
Oh, sure.
I'm not giving up. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Oh no, you're not giving up. I know you're not.
I'm not giving
okay,
up.
Okay. Well, no, you don't have to give up. There's like, I mean, you're actually, you're good. Okay, so I got a good card, which is a time of positive change. So here's what I, you know what,
okay.
Here's what it feels like to me. Just kind of wait and see what happens, because you're not going to hear, I would contact the job, that one that, I don't know why I see two. I see it's like two buildings. Does that make sense to you at all?
Okay. Two buildings.
Do you know
the one
that it feels like two buildings?
With him, yes, there's two buildings. He works out of two buildings, you're right.
Okay. So here's what I would do. I mean, if you can just kind of wait and see how things fall out for you, you know, how they turn out for you. I don't feel like, for the way it's coming across to me, it's not like you need to make an immediate decision. But contact the first business, you know, the first you know, the one that I know will take a while for you to get the response from. And just kind of, I mean, I feel it's hard because I don't want you to tell this guy no, because I see the two buildings and I see a clear path through them. So that's a, just kind of, you know, all I can say is if you get, you know, if it feels good to you, because I see the two buildings. So if it feels good to you, you should probably do it.
All right. I know you can't tell me what to do, but I just wonder what you picked up on it. That's all.
Well, I see the two buildings, but, you know, when you called last time, I felt really good about your, I know you're going to get a good job. Like, I know that. It's just kind of between these two.
The timing. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess the bottom line is, you think I will be in this position? Will it be manifest in the next, like, 60 days or so?
Oh, yeah, you're going to get a new
hard
job
to say.
For sure. Like, I totally...
Okay.
No, you're going to get a job. Like, I know
okay.
that. It's just kind of this kind of tiptoeing through and making the right decision type thing. You're definitely going to get
it. You got it.
But listen, what I... You know how each week I do a thing where, you know, you can make a donation to one of the charities on my site, and I give you a reading. If you're interested, just make it, you know, contact me off my website, and you can make it, and I don't care what the donation is. So this week it can go to you if you want. I don't care what the donation is, honestly. Contact me if you're interested. Make a donation to one of the charities, and I don't care how much, and then I'll give you a fuller reading so we can really explore this.
Thank you, Polly.
If you're interested.
Thank you again, okay?
Yeah.
Have a good
Many
day.
Many blessings to you. Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Sharon, and I can't remember where she's from. Anyhow, so, you know, that's just how it works sometimes. I see that she's got these job opportunities, and it's one of those things, you know, she just, it's one of those things she just kind of has to wait and see how things will happen, and then it'll make sense to her. But that can be. I mean, and it's all, she's got great opportunities. It's just that sometimes you want to know exactly what's going to happen. And I think it's just going to be one of those things. Like, I see the two buildings. I know that the other job is a very good possibility. She should contact them again before she makes a final decision. But I'm hearing a final decision is coming. So, Sharon, if you're still listening, I'm hearing a final decision is coming. So it's one of those things. She just kind of has to wait and see what unfolds, but it's all good. Okay, so this is Polly Wyrum. My website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with a number 2. And I'm going to take the next caller, which is area code 702-305. Good morning.
Hi,
how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Great to be on.
Absolutely. Who am I speaking with this morning?
Speaking with Craig.
Craig, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Okay, what is, because I know everybody has wishes and prayers for humanity. What is your wish and prayer for humanity?
I just wish and pray that everyone respects everyone.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, you know what I'm picking up with you right away before I even get the you even ask a question. But I do want to say I totally agree with you on the respect and the awareness for everyone, and I'm going to expand to everything, animals on our planet. And the more we think about it, the more it changes that global consciousness. So thank you for putting that out there. Okay, so what I see for you, and this isn't necessary, it's not like literally for you. It doesn't mean that this is literally how you are, but this is might be how you feel. I see that you, for whatever reason, I'm seeing genes, and that you have you're almost handcuffed at your ankles and you're in the fronts of your hands. Like, you really don't have the mobility that you want to have. You don't have the structure that you want to have. And I'm seeing you like in a car, like somebody else's vehicle. So, and there's some imbalance in there also. So does any of this make sense for you?
Well, perhaps my question may be able to feed into that. I work in education, have been for 10 years, and I received my doctoral degree 3 years ago. And I've been trying to seek a promotion since then. But it hasn't happened. And I had an interview last week. It seemed like it went very well. And it seemed like I was going to be the person that was going to get the position. But I found out today that didn't go in my direction. And that's kind of like things I've been through the last 3 years. And I'm about to get married this fall. And so my income is very low. And I feel like
okay.
I'm trapped.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your wedding. not on the job situation, but on the wedding.
I know you said.
I actually feel like it'll turn around for you. And it's interesting because the way I see you is where things aren't quite completely lined up for you. Like, you know, interestingly, the way they even show me, like, you're with your body, it's not completely lined up so that it makes sense. So that's telling me that are you going to be, here's what it kind of feels like to me. Are you guys going to move into even like a different county or different neighborhood or something? Because something doesn't quite feel like it's lined up.
We were thinking of moving to another state.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Because I actually feel like that's going to be very beneficial for you, because it's almost like things aren't quite lined up the way they should. And I also feel like, probably if you looked like at your resume and stuff, and it's your earlier education. I don't know what's significant about your earlier education or early education, but I think it's there's something early education or your early education. There's something that needs to be clarified or understood a little bit better. So maybe look at your, look at what you're sending out. Are you working in early education? Are you working in early education?
Well, currently right now, I am kind of working in kindergarten first grade. Yeah.
Okay, because there's something about early education with you, but I feel like more than than the aspect of you actually working in it. There's something about, like, your early education. So maybe look at both of those pieces and so that they line up a little bit better. Because everything that I'm seeing is about and also you need to do a little bit more self-promotion. But everything I'm seeing is about things getting a little bit more clear, like the concepts of what you do a little bit more clear. Does that make sense to you?
It sort of makes sense, yeah.
So just really go back. I feel like there's something about in your first, like some of your first jobs, there's something about that area. Go back and look at that. Like, I don't know if there was like a time span between the first jobs and the, I don't know. Go back and look at that. Revisit that area and see if there's something that just needs to be reworked. Or, you know, it could even be like a, you know, like a continuation. There's something about that to where you are now. Kind of so that it's a smoother transition. There's something about that piece. And then the other thing I'm going to tell you is when I see you, you know, when I first saw you, you know, just put it all out there. Just put your resume out there. Bless it. Put it all out there. Like, you know, you deserve this. So that, you know, expand yourself more. You know, like when I first saw you, I see you where you're not, you know, where you feel like, you know, how I see you is kind of handcuffed and you're not taking up very much space. I want you to expand yourself more. I want you to really look at your resume, look at everything, and know that you deserve the job. See yourself getting the job. I do see that there's a better place for you in terms of work and marriage and all that stuff. There's a better environment for you, for sure. And that will just, once you find it, everything is going to take off.
Okay.
Does this help?
It sort of helps. I'm just wondering, is it possible that you could pick up on why I did not get the job today?
Okay. You know, I just feel like you have more skill than the way you show it off. Like, you have the abilities and you have more depth to your knowledge. You have more abilities. There's more of you than comes across, for sure.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that you need to go in there and, you know, be super flashy or, you know, that type of thing. But I'm telling you that there's much more to you than what people see. So somehow, you know, like when I coach people, I have them come up with the essence of who they are. You know, and sometimes it goes back to their childhood. Look at your strengths, like your strengths that you have, you know, that you have innately with you and how you want to help, how you're going to bring that into your classroom. Because you have some very, you know, very strong gifts, and so it's being able to promote yourself a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I want to see, like, I'm just going to see really fast, like, one of the, you know, and I will say this about you. It feels like in the past, like, even in this life, but in the past, it's almost like you kind of hid from success. Like, people would try to get you to come forward and even when you were younger as a kid, that wasn't a real comfortable spot for you. So you got to make it comfortable. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, because you can do this. So I encourage you to write down, like, your strengths. I encourage you to write down your strengths as a teacher so that when you go in and you interview, you can talk about this stuff. You can bring it out and bring examples of how you use this strength and your writing skills and all that stuff. Bring it together and how you make differences and how you love to work the kids and help them see, you know, a brighter side of themselves. Whatever it is, I want you to write it down so you are so familiar with it. Because the big reason is you've just got to put yourself out there and be ready to celebrate.
Okay.
Blessings to you, and just contact me. You know, I like to know how people are doing. So contact me on my website and just let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, so this is Polly from I'm getting a bunch of stuff for somebody. So this is Polly, an intuitive and an intuitive life coach that lives in Anchorage, Alaska. And my website is Gateways to Peace, and that's with the number two. So my next caller is area code 860-836.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? This is Amy.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. Who is this again, please?
Amy.
Amy. Amy, where are you calling from? What state?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. Okay. How is it in Connecticut today?
It was pouring this morning. April was pretty yucky because it's usually nicer and mild. It's been cold, but now the sun's going to come out the rest of the week, so I'm happy.
Oh, good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy, what is your prayer for humanity?
Definitely what came to my mind, top of my head, was balance and harmony.
Excellent. Lovely. Lovely. Yes. Okay, so say right now, I see balance and harmony everywhere I look.
I see balance and harmony everywhere I look.
Perfect. Excellent. And now when you see it, recognize it, say thank you, and you will have more of that in your life, which is beautiful.
Awesome. Excellent.
Okay. Amy, this might not be for you, but I'm just going to give you a name that came to me. Darren. Is that a name that you know?
I have no idea, no.
Okay, then that'll be for somebody else at some time today. And if it's you, if it's a caller, contact me. So the name is Darren. If it's a call, I mean, somebody that's just listening to the show, contact me on my website. So gatewaystopeace.com. Just go ahead and contact me and say that Darren came through, because then I can give you a message. Okay, Amy, how can I help you today?
Hi. It's been a rough patch in the last 2 months. I've been releasing a lot, not only for myself, but, you know, friendships and everything around me is just kind of clearing out, basically. I'm just spring cleaning early. It started, I think, February, and it just never stopped. So basically, I just feel like because I've done the cleaning out, I've done work on myself, I love myself, I was looking for a relationship. So that's my question.
Okay. So, interestingly, when you first started talking, I saw a broom, but the old-fashioned, like, brooms from hundreds of years ago that I saw. And I do see, like you're, part of you is, lots of light. Wonderful, wonderful, if I see, if I see a room and you're standing on one side and then you've got all this light on one side and you're right on the edge of that. And so I will, and I encourage you to step over, and this is, you know, I see what I see and I just tell you, but I encourage you to, it feels like there's some stuff from, even relationship from the past that still you need to just let go of.
Okay.
And it wasn't even that long ago. You need to, and I'm hearing the words reinvent yourself. So some of the stuff that you've heard some of the stuff you've been told, some of the patterns that you've established with relationships, and even from a kid, even from when you were a kid, I'm hearing it's time to reinvent yourself. So come up with
that's
what you
happening.
Want, you know. Okay, so that's the thing that still needs to that makes sense to me, because I see part, you know, like if you look at a room, I see part is like, you know, crystal clear, and then the other part not so much. But reinvent yourself, because you have gotten rid of a lot of stuff. And so relationship wise I feel like spend a little bit more time looking into who you are. Like, write down who you are, you know, who you are, the best part of you, and then write down what you want in a relationship, because I don't see that you're quite there. Like, I don't feel, and I know that you can have a relationship whenever you want it, but I don't feel that relationship is like right there until you get a little bit more clarity and understanding of yourself and your gift to a relationship is the big thing that you need to get clarity on.
Okay. Okay.
So the big, so I, out of everything, I would write down what you bring to the relationship. And then, you know, on the flip page of that, write down what you expect in a relationship.
I've done that. Because it can't just be you. As I'm reinventing myself and just getting more and more clear with who I am,
yeah,
and what I bring out to the world. So it's definitely, I think it's because I have done so much cleaning out. That's probably why I feel ready when the universe has its own plan, you know, kind of thing.
Well, you'll definitely, it's not like I don't feel like it's not going to happen, because it will happen, and actually it will definitely happen to you. I just feel like there's a little bit more time for you to get clear of it. What it really boils down to is to get clear of what your needs and your desires are.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
And
can
that's really what it takes. Sure.
Okay. I get it. So do you, and just ask, I don't know if you could see, you see what you see, but I'm just going to ask anyway. Do you think that we're friends first and then it comes into that?
Interesting.
Right.
Let me see. Is that because you have a friend that you really like?
I don't. I just feel like I, that's why I'm reinventing myself. I used to jump into relationships. That was my pattern. And now I feel like being friends first is the way to go. You know, so I am changing my ways, you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily see that you'll, I feel like when you meet him, you guys will, I mean, you might be, I don't know. I think that right away you're going to know that it's, you know, partner material.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So listen, so I just pulled a card while we're doing this. And,
sure.
And I got Strength, Archangel Ariel, and it's an Adoring Virtue card. But one of the things is release harsh judgment. So talking to you, I don't feel this about you, but now that I saw the card and I feel it. So a little bit of this thing where you expect people, you almost have your guard up and you expect people to misjudge you or misunderstand you type thing. So put that aside.
Just put that aside.
So that's the part that needs to be, you know, that you need to look at and let go of. So,
okay.
So put that aside.
I think so.
Bring what you want, you know, get an idea of what you want to the relationship. And kind of how we all started this, how we started this conversation is really what we put out to the universe. Like, you know, if we want love and affection for everybody in the universe, that'll come back to us.
Right.
So it's that trusting so that you're not going around feeling like, you know, like every day you've got to suit up in armor before you head out the door. So lose the armor. Come up with
Can I ask you something, though? This is just energetically, though. I will get a little confused with that armor business, because here I am shining my light, and the thing, what's happening currently, right today, in this moment, is that all, it's like the moth to the flame. I'm having everybody and anybody attracted to my light, and that's not, like, I you know, I try to, you know, whenever I go out, I don't want to be in armor, but at the same token, do you see what I'm saying? I get conflicted, because...
Yeah.
My light is out,
you know,
there,
what,
and then
is?
All these people are showing up. Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly how that works. So
So I
do this, you know, what I'm doing right now, and then I have somebody that lives in LA, and so we do events together, and he's an intuitive life coach also. So here's the thing. We attract completely different types of people. The people that we coach are completely different types of people. And it's just because we have different energy. So when you know, we have also different intent of the people we want to work with. And I'm telling you, start putting the intent of who you want to work with.
Got it.
Or, you know, not for me, it's working, but for you, who you want to interact with. That is huge. Put the intent of who you want to have.
That makes sense. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's a huge thing. So just like, you know, you want, you know, prayers for humanity, it's also put the intent of who you want in your life. You know, what type of people you want around you. So start being really clear about that. And if you want those, a certain type of people in your life, you've got to mirror them.
Yes.
Right?
No, that makes sense. I get that part. It's just when I go, I love the fact, I'm so much more clear. You just helped me huge, huge when you said about the intention of what you put out there and what do you want. And I'm going to say it out loud before I leave the door. I mean,
excellent.
Yeah,
perfect.
That makes sense.
Do it in the morning. I mean, for me, I pray and meditate every morning for like 40 minutes, 45 minutes or something. And that's that time for me that I do my prayers for everybody, but I also get messages back. And so do that and just do it throughout the day.
Absolutely. Yep. Makes sense. Practice.
Okay.
Practice.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
You're
well,
welcome. Okay, go on and enjoy your day.
Absolutely, you too. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so that was Amy in Connecticut, and a great reminder for what we want in life. You know, we have to put the intent out there. What do we want in our life? And if we are purposely putting the intent of what we want in our life, it comes to us. It's as easy as that. I mean, it just does. So be conscious about what you want in your life and the type of people you want in your life and the experiences you want in your life. Really be clear on what you are expecting out of life. And when you see, when you have positive feedback from the universe, recognize it and say thank you. So this is Polly Wyrum, and my website is gatewaystopeace.com. I am an intuitive life coach. And tomorrow will be my first show on Journey into the Light, which is a blog talk show. So Journey into the Light, and that's at 1:00 Pacific Standard Time. So my next caller is area code 323-202.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you got me. Was it Darren or Baron?
Oh, Darren with a D.
Oh, okay. I'm walking. The name Baron is someone that I know, but you said it was Darren. Okay. So
Darren.
My name is Yvette. Yeah, okay.
How are you, Yvette?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm in a interesting predicament with my life. I
okay,
need
hold
work.
On. Don't tell me anything.
Good.
Tell me.
Okay.
First of all, you can tell me what state you're in. That's fine.
California.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, and then tell me what your prayer for humanity is.
I would say compassion and kindness.
Awesome. Love it. Okay, so now, Yvette, just join me, and we together will say, I see compassion and kindness everywhere I look. We'll say it together.
I see compassion and kindness everywhere I look.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, now when you recognize it, when you see it, recognize it and say thank you. Perfect. And you will have more of that in your life. I definitely see that you feel like you have stuck your head out there, like you have put yourself out there. But I also see that you're almost like the turtle, like where you put yourself out there and then you bring yourself back in for kind of repair. So you restorative type stuff, because it's a little scary out there. Type of work are you looking for?
Oh my God. So basically I'm skilled at obviously a lot of things, but basically in the last 6 years I was doing high-end retail. Then I stopped that for 2 years right now, and I've been doing like personal assisting and nanny work and stuff like that. And those jobs are good when you get them, but then they don't always last that long. And then the last 6 months I've been getting these jobs that just like peter out. It's like the money would be really good, and then we just vanish. Even I just got a job. A friend of mine got me this job, and this woman, very fussy, kind of, it was great, and that was just like petered. It's like really strange.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the thing about you. You have awesome energy to be going out and like working in almost I was going to say like behind the scenes, but that's not quite it. You have this amazing energy where you can kind of like what I'm hearing is like fluff things up. So you have amazing energy to pull people together before they go out. You have amazing energy to work with.
Oh my God! You have no idea what I'm doing today. You are hilarious. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, but that's what you're. You know, you have amazing energy. So have you ever thought about just getting your own business together? Like you kind of go when people need a little bit of, you know, like say they're going to a PR event or say they're going to do something, and you go and you pull them together and even look at their. You can do that.
You know what I'm doing today?
What?
Can I show you? I'm
sure.
Got a job. I just got it last night. I'm dressing models to go out.
Perfect.
So I'm going to be dressing them when they go out before they perform.
Yeah, exactly like what I was seeing. You have ability. But it's really funny how this stuff works, right? You have the ability to do that. Like, why don't you just start your own business? I feel like if you wanted to, there could be somebody that would kind of help. There's somebody that could help you get your business going, but then you're on your own. You totally
right.
have the ability to do that.
Wow.
So get seriously, put it under, I don't know. I mean, you could put it, you think about it or call me, we could brainstorm, but you have the ability to do this. And I'm telling you, you'd be highly successful instead of like waiting for people to call you, you know, and
right.
whatever. Create what you do wonderfully because you do it wonderfully. Make a website, put it out there, and start working.
Wow. Okay.
Seriously.
I will
That's probably,
contact
I mean,
you.
Yeah, because you have that. You have what it takes to do that. Instead of like blame, you know, instead of waiting for people to contact you for piecemeal stuff, I mean, it would still be like different work, but you have put it out there so that you have more control of your life instead of waiting for them to call you.
Right.
So you have more people calling you. Yeah, you
right.
definitely, that's a gift for you.
Wow.
For sure.
Okay. Can I ask one more question or should I just call you? We can talk more. It's about a man. His name is Edward.
This is fine.
Edward, his name is Edward, and there's some chemistry between us. Is it friendship or is it potential romance? I'm curious.
Hold on. No, let me see. You know, I actually don't see that this person, like, he doesn't, when I see him looking at you, he doesn't necessarily look at your head. I don't know that he's really connected with your abilities and desires. Like he looks at you. I don't think that he's like really, it's not a full connection. That's how I'm going to say
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. Cause there's a flirty energy between us. I mean, just because it's flirty doesn't mean, like you said, it's a full connection. Yeah.
Yeah. Not saying that
okay.
you know, who knows where it'll go, but it just doesn't feel like he's aware of even all your capabilities. He's not, you know, whatever. It's not a full
okay.
connection.
Okay. Well, I will not.
So.
I'll save you for someone else. Polly, what's your last name?
Wyrum, W-I-R-U-M. But go to my website, which is gatewaystopeace, so gateways with the number 2peace.com. So go to my website.
Thank you. I
and you can contact
me.
Yes. Okay, excellent.
Thank you.
Many blessings
to you.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings.
Okay, so again, this is Polly Wyrum. My website is gatewaystopeace.com, and we have about 15 minutes left. And today I literally have a client, like as soon as this is done, I have a client right then. Lots of times I go over, so this week I can't. But again, my website is gatewaystopeace.com, and I will take the next caller, which is 336-964.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello,
how are
Hi.
You?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Polly?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Carolinas.
Carolina. Beautiful. And what's your name?
Yes, it is. You can call me Dave.
Okay. How, Dave?
D.
Is that what you said? Oh,
D.
Okay.
Yeah, D.
That I can.
Yes,
okay.
ma'am.
Excellent. Okay, what is your prayer for humanity? If you had one prayer for humanity, what would it be?
Well, I guess it was like earlier, compassion, but then love stood out. More love for one another. You know,
excellent.
We need to show more love.
My prayer is love.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, you and I will take a breath together, and together we will say we see love everywhere we look. Okay, so take a nice breath in and release. And now we will say we see love everywhere we look. Excellent. Okay, so now when you recognize love and the feeling of love and companionship and friendship, when you recognize that, however love looks to you, say thank you, and you will find yourself surrounded by more and more love. How does that sound?
Okay. Sounds great.
Oh. Excellent. Okay, what can I do for you? What is your question of the day?
My question is, I have a younger son that I've been very concerned about. He's not that young. He'd be 30 this year, but he. I'm just wanting some changes in his life that's positive, that he, you know, find the love that he's looking for. I have three sons, but this one stands out because he's totally deaf, and he's out on his own, and, you know, he makes some mistakes. But, you know, as a mother, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's totally understandable. Okay. So for him, I pulled a card, and it could probably be applicable to you also. But, you know what's really interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So it is for him to focus. So he does have a little bit of a hard time. Like he looks at something over here, looks at something over there, and it's hard for him to focus on what he wants and clearly identify, you know, his path in life. But you want to know something really, really interesting. So I'm using the Doreen Virtue angel tarot cards. You know what I got was communicate with vision, which is really cool because he just said he's deaf, right?
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah.
So I really feel like he needs to have to understand that he actually can communicate. And to get to be more comfortable with that, but he also seriously needs to get some, you know, he's pretty confused. He seriously needs to get some vision and, you know, and direction in his life where he wants to go, for sure. And there's something about compassion with him. So it's almost like, I guess he feels that there's a lack of compassion, but he almost needs to show, I don't know if this will make sense to you, but it's almost like he sometimes needs to turn around and show some compassion to other people. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense, especially towards his family. Yes.
Okay. Well, but I mean, you know, logically we can say probably things haven't been so easy for him, and so he can take it out on the family. But he does need to show some compassion and some forgiveness, and the forgiving himself also. But he has the ability to do a lot. He has the ability to change his world, but he literally needs to start communicating. He literally needs to start seeing, you know, that he can do this and turn his life around. Mm-hmm. Like he's looking at the wrong direction. He needs to turn around. So does he work right now?
Yes, he does. He has a job, and he maintains very well. He's a very smart young man.
Yeah, I know he is. Has he thought about going back to school?
He hasn't mentioned that to me. He may, in his mind, he may be thinking, but he hasn't mentioned it.
Because he's actually smart. I mean, he's actually, like, he could be successful with this.
Right.
So I would encourage him to do that and just see what happens. And he's also, have him write down more of his, you know, the stuff that he wants to do in his life. Have him just get clarity on the stuff he wants to do in his life, for sure.
Okay. Well, he has a lot of that he wants to do, and But his he's focusing on a relationship he wants. He just got out of one, wasn't the best one, but you know, I've been praying for the right one for him, and I've been specific what kind of woman that would be good for him, that can understand him, that bring him balance, and
well,
in his
how
life.
About have him? He needs to be the one to get clarity on the relationship that he wants. I mean, certainly
right.
for you to pray on it is only going to help.
Yes, I
but he needs to get. I mean, I. Believe me, prayer changes the world. But he also needs to get
right.
clarity on what he expects in life. You know, first what he expects in life and what he's willing to put into it, and then what he wants in a relationship. Because, you know, you and I both know. I mean, I'm 50. You and I both know that time just travels. You know, that it seems like we were just 30. And so,
yeah.
you know, 30 is a great time to get clarity on what you want in your life. And how you're going to get
exactly.
there and start fully living your life, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a question for yourself?
It's a lot. It's like new beginnings for me. I just want a change in my life. I've kind of been stuck in some things, but also I know I've been seeing things like spiritually. You know, it's been awakened. Also, as I'm waiting on some things to come into my life. With these new beginnings and in all areas of my life, I just want a fresh
mm-hmm.
new start.
Anything
or insight?
Yeah, well, I see that you have lots of opportunity. The way it's coming to me is, but be open to it. Like I see, it's almost like you look at. I imagine that when you're looking at life, you look at, well, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this. So
right.
so come up with with what you really want. Like, it's almost like you're missing the passion for what you really want. So what did you ever do something with hair, or is there something about hair and beauty shop, like hair type stuff, or is this for the other person?
Well, one time I thought about going to college school, but I don't want to do that now.
Okay, that's probably why I saw that, because I was like,
I work with children and adults with disabilities, and I have a compassion to helping people. So I know my compassion is helping people, but in a different, unique way, and using my gifts to help them, my insights to help them to achieve what they need to, you know, in their life to be
yeah.
who they need to be, you know. That's my gift in helping people, you know, helping people that's been lost. Or,
perfect.
You know,
do you, do you ever read to them or show them? Like I see somebody like sitting in, somebody who can't walk around, and I see them with a book or a Bible in front of them. Do you ever spend time with them?
I have a client that doesn't walk, and she walks a little bit, and I spend a lot of time with that
uh-huh.
client, so I do read to them sometimes, I'm very spiritual, so yeah, sometimes
for
it
sure.
might not be the Bible, but it'd be spiritual things that I see, because
yes,
I don't
sure.
read all into the Bible like that no more. I'm more spiritual now. I get more insights now. I get, you know, more clarification now more than reading.
Well, I see that it makes
a difference.
The universe
shows me a whole lot of different things now, you know.
It does. So, you know what I'm going to encourage you to do? Because you do,
uh-huh.
you are making a difference. And it's almost like you have that, you know, like the difference that you're doing is kind of quiet. I
mm-hmm.
think that... Be more self-assured in the difference you're making.
Okay.
Because you really do have this really loving, 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 generous soul and generous spirit. And so I guess here's how I would do it. Know that your prayers are heard, and really boldly put your prayers, like your prayers are really out there. Know that your prayers are being heard and you're doing wonderful work. So
mm-hmm.
that's probably out of everything you've heard today, that's the biggest message, is to know that you're doing, your work is being noticed.
Well, that's awesome. That's what I pray for. And I, like you were saying earlier, like, that you, like, you meditate and you do it throughout
yeah.
the day, you know, not only
yeah.
in the mornings. And I do that too, short little meditation. Even at work, I have just have to take a moment and just meditate and think of something that, you know, and I pray, you know, certain things, I'm, you know.
It makes a difference.
Yes, it does. And it helps me, you know, it lifts my spirits, to, you know, to help, you know, that I'm doing something.
I totally agree. It makes a difference, not just for us, but it makes a difference for, you know, for,
yeah.
I'll say, the global consciousness, but it also makes a difference, like, in whatever space we're in, like physical space, like in our home or wherever we do our prayers and meditation, we're bringing in more of that love into the room, more of that love into the house.
Right.
And so that everybody that comes into the home or the building or whatever, they feel some of the love. They might not know exactly what it
yeah.
is, but that love, you know, is with them and affects them. So keep doing what you're doing, because it's really making it, you know, and you're also going to notice some more changes, but it's helping create change. So yes, you're right. You've got
okay.
change coming up. Lots of change coming up.
I got some good changes coming up. Oh, right.
You do have lots of change coming up. So
wow.
you know, here's the other thing. If somebody offers you an opportunity, say yes.
Okay.
Like an opportunity of advancement, an opportunity. So, yeah, you're going to have a big opportunity. So when somebody offers you that opportunity, say yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like where you, yeah, just go ahead and do it, and then you can always... You know, I was going to say text me. You don't have to text me, but you can
yes.
you can go to my website and let me know. Okay?
Okay, I will call. Yes.
Okay, many blessings to you, and
many blessings
enjoy
to
the rest
you.
Of your day.
Thank you so much for the encouragement today and the
oh,
insight.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
so this is Polly Wyrum, and I'm an intuitive life coach. My website is gatewaystopeace.com, and I just want to remind everybody that starting tomorrow at 1 o'clock Pacific, no, 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, I will be on my new radio show, which is Journey into the Light, and it's a blog talk radio. So Journey into the Light, and that's at 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So join me tomorrow. Same deal, questions, everything pretty much that I do here, but I'll have a bigger audience, which is why I'm doing it. But I love everybody calling in. And again, whatever your prayer is for humanity, so peace, whether it's awareness, whether it's food for everyone, shelter for everyone, whatever your prayer for humanity is, go ahead, say it. You can say it out loud at your home, say it when you're driving, whatever it is. Make your prayer, let it be known, and just release it. And now after you release it and know that it's going to go to work for all of us, start looking and seeing where you see the changes. And when you see those changes, celebrate them. If you see somebody homeless getting a meal, celebrate that and say thank you for showing that. Because together we can change this world. Together we can bring love everywhere we look. Okay, so this is Polly Wyrum. I thank you so much for joining me, and I'm sorry I did not get to every caller today. But many blessings, and enjoy your day. And if you have comments or just want to get in touch with me, again, my website is gatewaystopeace.com. Many blessings to you. And hopefully you'll be on Journey into the Light tomorrow. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.